वेलकम फ्रेंड्स टू लिटरेचर मंत्र. आई एम हर्ष सिंह एंड इन दिस ऑडियो विल डिस्कस द राइटर मार्क ट्वेन. ठीक है, द डेट्स ऑफ मार्क ट्वेन आर फ्रॉम 1835 टू 1910. ठीक है, नाउ मार्क ट्वेन वॉज द सूडोनिम. द रियल नेम ऑफ द ऑथर वॉज सैम्यूल क्लेमेंस. ठीक है, सैम्यूल क्लेमेंस. एंड लेट मी बिगिन विद अ कोटेशन, वेरी फेमस कोटेशन बाय मार्क ट्वेन. कोट, ट्रूथ इज स्ट्रेंजर देन फिक्शन, अनकोट. ठीक है, ट्रूथ इज स्ट्रेंजर देन फिक्शन. एंड इफ यू वॉन्ट टू नो द इंटायर कोटेशन, लेट मी रीड दैट आउट एज वेल. Truth is stranger than fiction, but it is because fiction is obliged to stick to possibilities. Truth isn't. ठीक है. Now Mark Twain is famous as an American writer, novelist, as well as a humorist and a journalist. And in particular, two works are very famous. One is the Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, and the other is the Adventures of Tom Sawyer. ठीक है. But along with these two, there are some other important works which may come in exams, which can be asked in an examination. For instance, he also wrote The Innocents Abroad. ठीक है, this one came out in 1869. ठीक है, उसके बाद एक और वर्क है इनका, it's called Roughing It. ठीक है, Roughing It. This came out in 1872. And then another one is Life on the Mississippi. ठीक है, Life on the Mississippi. This came out in 1883. And you know, famously, the writer Ernest Hemingway, ठीक है, wrote about Mark Twain that all modern American literature comes from one book by Mark Twain called Huckleberry Finn. ठीक है, this is a very famous quotation by the writer Ernest Hemingway. ठीक है, it's a kind of tribute to Mark Twain. ठीक है, that all modern American literature comes from one book by Mark Twain called Huckleberry Finn. Now I'm sure you have read Huckleberry Finn. It's just a story about a slave and a young boy. The slave escapes from servitude or slavery and wants to run away. And it is on the river Mississippi that many things happen, right? When they are traveling across the Mississippi, they also stop. So a lot of things, a lot of characters also meet them. And the entire story is just on that. But it is a critique of racism in America. But before that, let me tell you a little bit about the life of Mark Twain. Now let me quote a critic who talks about Mark Twain. Okay? Quote, as a boy, Samuel Clemens grew up in a place called Hannibal. Okay? Hannibal. Hannibal is a town on the banks of the river Mississippi, and there absorbing the sights and life on the river on its bank. These experiences and memories were to become the material of his fiction till the end of the career as a writer. Okay? So at the outset, the importance of the river Mississippi is highlighted. Okay? Because it was near the river Mississippi that Mark Twain spent his childhood. Now, I told you that Mark Twain was a pseudonym that Samuel Clemens used. Okay? But along with this pseudonym, there is one more pseudonym or pen name that was used. Okay? And it's called Thomas Jefferson Snodgrass. ठीक है, SNODGRASS, Snodgrass. ठीक है, थॉमस जेफरसन स्नॉडग्रास. दिस इज ऑल्सो अ सूडोनिम विच वॉज यूज बाय सैम्यूल क्लेमेंस अर्लियर इन हिज लाइफ. ठीक है, वेन ही यूज टू वर्क इन अ न्यूज पेपर कॉल्ड इवनिंग पोस्ट. ठीक है, वहां पे ये आर्टिकल्स कुछ लिखते थे एंड ही यूज दिस पेन नेम थॉमस जेफरसन स्नॉडग्रास. ठीक है, सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू इट इज इम्पॉर्टेंट, दे कैन आस्क यू whose pseudonym was Thomas Jefferson Snodgrass. So the answer should be Mark Twain. Mark Twain or Samuel Clemens. ठीक है, now few more works about Mark Twain you should know about. ठीक है, एक कुछ तो मैंने आपको बताया, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, then The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. There are some other works also. For instance, The Gilded Age, A Tale of Today. ठीक है, A Gilded Age, A Tale of Today. Now this is something which he co-authored, ठीक है, with another writer whose name was Charles Dudley Warner. ठीक है, Charles Dudley Warner. So both of them co-authored this work. ठीक है, The Gilded Age, A Tale of Today. And this was published in 1873. ठीक है, और एक और इनका वर्क है जो कि it is worth mentioning. It's called A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. ठीक है, अ कनेक्टिकट. नाउ कनेक्टिकट इज अ नेम ऑफ अ प्लेस इन द यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स. ठीक है, अ कनेक्टिकट यांकी इन किंग आर्थर्स कोर्ट एंड दिस वॉज पब्लिश्ड इन 1889. सो वॉट इज दिस अ कनेक्टिकट यांकी इन किंग आर्थर्स कोर्ट अबाउट? सी, लेट मी कोट अ क्रिटिक हु डिस्क्राइब्स दिस. कोट, ट्वेन्स प्राइमरी फोकस इज दस टू कॉन्ट्रास्ट यांकी प्रैक्टिकल सेंस, यांकी विद अ YANKEE, ठीक है, यांकी प्रैक्टिकल सेंस एंड इंजेन्यूटी विद मिडीवियल इंग्लिश इनजस्टिस पॉवर्टी एंड द टेंडेंसी टुवर्ड्स सुपरस्टिशन. Making a notable use of the formula of time travel, Twain's Yankee finds himself after a blow to his head in Camelot. Okay, in Camelot, as lovely as a dream and as lonesome as Sunday. The novel is thus a remarkable blend of satire, the tall tale, the picaresque and comedy, all of which contribute to a celebration of American ideals and values. Unquote. Okay? So, it is about time travel. It is about how a Yankee of America reaches medieval England. ठीक है. Now with respect to the Gilded Age, जिसके बारे में मैंने आपको बताया था, let me quote this critic again. Quote, in the Gilded Age, which was published in 1873, written in collaboration with Charles Dudley Warner, Twain attempted to portray the changing history of his times, which in fact imbibed the epithet of the novel's title. More than the consequences of the American Civil War, the Reconstruction and abolitionism, Twain was preoccupied with what came to be termed boom times, okay, boom times and boom towns, okay, boom times and boom towns, reaping the prosperity from the dramatic technological growth, which spanned the continent with electricity, steamboats, railroads and motor car. Twain's satire of this bubble and burst of an American success story is epitomized in the character of the comic huckster Colonel Sellers, okay? Colonel Sellers, drawn with some inspiration from Charles Dickens' novel Martin Kuzlewit, okay? Martin Kuzlewit. Thus, the Gilded Age anticipates the dualism that defines Twain's fiction, a simultaneous fascination and irreverence for social and moral certainties. Unquote. Okay? So, just keep in mind that it is about boom times and boom towns. So, it's talking about economic boom. Okay? So, if there is an economic boom, along with that, there is accompanied development, accompanied urbanization, and also towns that can also come up if the boom is quite large and for a considerable time. So, as this critic points out, it is a satire of this bubble and burst of the bubble of the American success story. Okay? So, from an exam point of view, just remember, first, what are the different pseudonyms that Mark Twain or Samuel Clemens used? One was Mark Twain itself and the other is Thomas Jefferson Snodgrass. After that, the names of the important works by Mark Twain, such as The Gilded Age, A Tale of Today, uske baad, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. Afterwards, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, uske baad, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. Afterwards, Life on the Mississippi. Why? Because Mark Twain was born near the river Mississippi and he spent his childhood near the river Mississippi. So, he observed this river as well as the different activities that happened near the river and on the river first hand. Okay? And afterwards, two more of his works. One is The Innocents Abroad. Okay? And dusra hai Roughing It. R-O-U-G-H-I-N-G. Roughing It. Okay? So, remember these names and try to also know the storyline of his famous novel, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Okay? In case you haven't already read it, then at least you should know the storyline. Because as I told you in the beginning that, you know, famously Ernest Hemingway, the writer, said that all modern American literature comes from one book by Mark Twain called Huckleberry Finn. Okay?